From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The United States has temporarily halted all non-immigrant visa applications from Turkey. A statement released on Sunday from the U.S. Embassy in Ankara read, "The recent events have forced the United States government to reassess the commitment of the government of Turkey to the security of U.S. mission facilities and personnel." The statement did not clarify the reasons for which the embassy is reassessing Turkey's commitment, nor did it say how long the suspension would last. It said in order to minimize the number of visitors to our embassy and consulates, while this assessment proceeds, effective immediately, we have suspended all non-immigrant visa services at all U.S. diplomatic facilities in Turkey. Rescuers in the Syrian city of Marat al-Numan are picking through the rubble after what they say was a Syrian military airstrike on a market Sunday. At least six people were killed, while the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights puts the death toll at 11. Syria's famed White Helmet rescuers pulled a man and a young boy from under a pile of rocks and dust. They said they expect to find more victims. Marat al-Numan is in Syria's rebel-controlled Idlib province, which borders Turkey. Turkish forces have launched what President Recep Tayyip Erdogan calls a, quote, serious operation in Idlib, parts of which are in the hands of al-Qaeda-linked extremists, formerly known as the Nusra Front. The operation is in part aimed at enforcing a de-escalation zone in Idlib. This is VOA News.